Welcome to the Rage Podcast. We hope that you find this week's message encouraging.
And if you would please adjust your attention to the stage, some very special people called the Cadre have put together a skit just for you.
Guys, what are you doing?
We're rock stars.
And what makes you think that you're pop stars?
We have a stage, we have lights, we have music,
and mics.
Just because you have a stage and lights and music playing and microphones does not make you a pop star. What is going on here?
We're models.
And what makes you think that you're models? Guys.
There's lights. There's a stage. There's music.
And you've got cool clothes.
Okay. Just because you've got lights and a stage and music playing and cool clothes does not mean that you're a model. Sorry. Makes you think that you're Christians.
There's lights, there's a stage. We're in a church. There's Christian music playing.
Bibles and tears.
Okay. No, listen to me, okay? Just because you're in a church and you have lights and a stage and music playing does not make you a Christian. Sorry, it doesn't, okay?
I'm crying!
Go home, guys. Just, sorry. You need to go home. So you see, guys, we may feel the need to act or perform or dress a certain way to fit into certain groups in our life, but really the only place where we can find true acceptance is in Jesus Christ, and we don't have to be pop stars or models or dress a certain way because he will welcome us with open arms into his family just the way we are.
Thank you, Cadre. You guys are so awesome. I'm going to move this stuff just a little bit so I don't fall, because that could be bad. You are awesome. So if you have not guessed it already, tonight I want to talk to you just real quick a little bit about something called acceptance. Acceptance. Now, we've all done some pretty crazy things in pursuit of acceptance. At least I know I have. So, I'm old. When I was in middle school, we had this really, 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 really cool haircut called the bowl cut. Y'all know what this thing is? You know the bowl cut? Some of you are like, huh? It's the bowl cut, man. And then not only would you get a bowl cut done, but you would dye the top of it the blondest blonde you possibly could. And it was sick. It was crazy. Needless to say, it's probably not in style anymore. But the funny thing is, all things come back around because this haircut now, guess what? It's basically a bowl cut, just a little bit shorter. Isn't that sad? It's just sad. But it was the coolest thing. Coolest thing when I was in middle school to have hair like that. Now, I've played sports before that I'm really, really not good at, just in hopes of being accepted by a few people that played those sports. Made a fool of myself time and time and time again in pursuit of this thing called acceptance. Now, just like in the skit that you just saw, at different times in our lives, we've all molded to our surroundings. We've all done different things to try to just fit in, to try to just be accepted by the people around us. We look for that approval, whether it's the sports you play, the friend circle that you hang around with, or don't hang around with for that matter, how you act around your different friends. You all know who I'm talking about. You're like one way here, the other way you come over here, totally different person. But it's still you, right? Maybe it's the pursuit of money. You just want to be accepted because you got some green in your pocket. You're like, yeah, what up, people? I'll never know what that's like. Maybe it's the clothes that you wear. Maybe it's your style. So, for example, I'm not the best with fashion, but my wife is. So we were at this cool place called Marshall's, and they have, like, these shoes that come up high. And I always instantly think of basketball when I see these. And I'm really not good at basketball. You'd think being like 6'2", I could be like, oh, slam dunk. No, I just slam. That's all I do. There's no dunk involved. I'll miss. I'll miss every time. So Mandy's like, check out these shoes. These things are awesome. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. She talks me into trying them on. I'm like, these look pretty cool. I'm like, but my reservation is I don't want to look like people think if they look at me, they're like, oh, he plays basketball. They're like, what's up? Let's go to the court. I'm like, no, no, sorry, you can go. And it's good enough. Come to find out, that's not the case. When you wear those shoes, it just means they're cool shoes. So I was in the clear there. Thank you, Mandy, for helping me with that. Maybe it's just the status that you seek after in life. You simply just want people to look at you a certain way. It's all for the pursuit of acceptance. Think about this nifty thing we all have called social media. Why do we post things? Why do we Snapchat and tweet and Insta whatever and put things on there for hearts and likes and smiley faces and thumbs up and, or I guess thumbs down if you can actually do that anymore. Why do we look for shares? Why do we look and check the comments that people put on there? The pursuit of acceptance. Pursuit of acceptance. We feel good when we get likes. We feel good when we get the shares. We're like, yes! I'm awesome. So this happened to me a couple weeks ago. I put up my favorite picture of Mandy and I. I put it up. It's my favorite picture. And I was like checking it. I'm like, oh, yeah, yep. Oh, I got 20 likes. Yes. Oh, it's up to 46. Rock on. 74 likes. Bring it. Ended with 104 likes. And I felt so good until I realized that, you know, 104 likes is roughly 10% of my friend list. So if you were one of those that liked that, thank you for making me feel accomplished. But it felt good. It felt great because I'm like, man, 104 people just accepted my picture. They agreed with me. It felt good. Why is it in life that we crave acceptance so much? Why do we crave it so much? It's because acceptance is a core need of humanity. The reason why we crave it so much is because we literally need it in life. We need it. Some of you are like, what? I don't need acceptance. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Did you know that if an infant doesn't get accepted by its parents and loved, it will actually die? It will physically die. They did experiments in the 1600s about this. They will literally die without love and acceptance. You need acceptance. Trust me on this. And us as adults, in our pursuit of seeking this love and acceptance, we do it still because it's a core need. It's a core need. It's built into the center of our being. It's part of who you are. And think about it. Nobody likes rejection. Nobody likes it. And if you say you do, you're lying. I'm just going to tell you right now. Nobody likes it because it's against our nature. Think about it. Rejection hurts, doesn't it? Rejection hurts. That friend who you had plans with, and all of a sudden a better opportunity or a cooler person to hang out with comes up, and they ditch you. And you're like, man, I guess I'm not good enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not whatever enough to be with them right now. It burns. It stinks. Maybe it's that person you really like. Catch your eye every time they walk down the hall. One Direction comes on, like in the skit. You're like, yeah. And you finally get the courage to go talk to this person. And they don't feel the same way. Rejection. You hit this funk for like the next 4 years. You'll come out of it, I promise. But it hurts. It hurts. Nobody likes rejection. Maybe it's something that a friend, or even not a friend, said to you. That those words just hang within you, and you're like, man, maybe that is who I am. The hopes of making that sports team, or getting into that college, or getting that grade, or being friends with that certain person, or into that different program. Whatever it is, rejection hurts. None of it feels good, and that's because it goes against a core need of us as humans. We are created with the craving of acceptance because we are created in the image of God. I want you to get this. We crave acceptance in our lives because we're created in God's image. And some of you are going, what? I thought God had everything. I thought he didn't need acceptance. Let me explain this to you. You're not here by chance. You're not an accident. You are handcrafted by God himself. Think about that for a minute. The one who created the entire world, placed the stars into existence, holds them there, everything within his balance, created you. He handcrafted you. Scripture explains you as his masterpiece. That means that you are his best work. His best work, and that's how he views every one of you. You're not an accident. You're not a product of evolution. You're not here by chance. You were created for a purpose. You are a masterpiece. So why, if we're created in the image of God, if we are his masterpiece, why do we crave acceptance? It's because Jesus is relational. He wants to know you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. Thinking, wait a minute, the guy that holds the stars in balance, who created all this world, wants to have a relationship with me. Yes, that's why you're here. But see, our sin, the wrong things that we've done, have broken that relationship with God. Jesus still has a desire to know you strongly. That doesn't go away, but the relationship is not possible because we're sinful people. And our sin separates us from God because he's so holy. Because he is so perfect, because he is so powerful. He's so perfect that sin can't even be in his presence. That's why we're separated. So our sin is what's broke us from that person, that perfect relationship from the person of God. It's separated us. And it leaves that core that's just empty within us. Saying, man, I want acceptance. I want love. Humanity craves the relationship acceptance because we're lacking the relationship we were created to have with God. Every Facebook post, every friend you have, every sports team you want to be a part of, every dating relationship you want to be, you have that craving because you're trying to fill a spot that God should be in. Now, we do all kinds of crazy stuff looking for love and acceptance, but nothing that this world offers even comes close to satisfying. And you guys all know that because you've tried these things. You've been there. You've sought after the pursuits. But you still feel that craving within. You're not satisfied. So you keep looking for love and acceptance. But the great news is Jesus, the very Son of God, knows exactly how to make this happen. So the relationship with him, that craving, can be fixed. You know, he came to this earth, Jesus himself, God in the form of man, left all of humanity, left all of eternity, left perfection to come here and dwell and the very thing that can't be in his presence to dwell in a sinful world. He came here for me and for you. See, guys, this is so much more than a nice gesture. People are like, oh, man, God, he's so nice. He came down here and, you know, he skipped around for a couple years and he's like, I love everybody. That's not what Scripture tells you. Jesus literally, I want you to get this, literally left eternity. Left eternity to die the most horrific death possible in this world. And he didn't have to do that, but he did it because he loves you. Because he loves you. He did it because he knows that sin separates him from us. And so what he did is, you guys all know that sting of rejection. He took on the full brunt of it. He took on sin in this world. He lived a perfect life, didn't do anything wrong. Didn't do anything to justify death. That's what made him the perfect sacrifice. And he took on your sin and my sin. Became despised and rejected. He took our punishment, bore it, and laid his life down for it so the relationship between us could be fixed. He was the perfect sacrifice that could be accepted to God. And in that, the relationship has been made right. See, guys, Jesus is searching tonight for those who are craving acceptance. He's searching. He already knows your heart. He knows what's in there. He knows your doubts and in your insecurities. He knows what makes you feel so rejected. He knows why you feel alone. He knows what's let you down, that this world has had to offer, the things that you've tasted and you go, man, I'm not satisfied. He knows those feelings of betrayal, those hurts, those flaws, those things that make you feel cast aside, not good enough. He knows that sting of rejection that you feel. He still wants relationship with you anyways. Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. I want you guys to check out this video.
I am seeking, searching for the things this world has rejected, the things that are broken, that are flawed, thrown away and discarded. I seek the lost, the damaged, the forgotten things, the overlooked and the neglected, the things that have been pushed aside and left behind. Why? Why do I do this? Why chase after that which is despised by so many? It is because I have chosen the rejected. I bring restoration to the broken. I see beyond the flaws and the imperfections, and I bring new life to the lost. This world has called them useless and garbage, hopeless and unwanted. They have been scarred, abused, ignored, and unloved. But I have reclaimed them. And they belong to me now. They are my masterpiece. And I have a plan and a future for every single one. For I am crafting these dissonant and discarded pieces into something beautiful.
See, Jesus is searching tonight for you. He's searching for me. He's searching for the broken things, those that are despised and rejected. He's not saying, clean up first. He's not saying, do these 10 simple steps before you can come to me. He's not saying, get a certain group of friends or be accepted by a certain type of people or make a certain amount of money or join a certain sports team before you can come into relationship with me. He's simply just looking to have relationship with you. See, guys, you don't have to have it all together. He wants to turn you into the masterpiece that he created you to be. He wants to take your scars, your flaws, your insecurities, your brokenness, your inabilities, your loneliness, your rejection. He wants to take all of it and turn it into something beautiful. See, Isaiah 61 is one of my favorite scriptures. It gives a beautiful picture of this. And this is what it says. It says that the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. It doesn't sound like those who are accepted, does it? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom from captives, and to release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow onto them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. I want you to get that. The things that are broken in your life, crown of beauty instead of ashes. Even if it's long gone and long burnt up, he wants to bestow on you a crown. It says oil of gladness instead of sadness or mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Sounding good. It says that we will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And then they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places that have long been devastated. And they will renew the ruined cities. Showing right there in Scripture, God isn't asking you to clean up first. He's saying, come to me with your burned up junk that is no good, that you've done nothing with, that you can't do anything with. Bring me the things that are long destroyed and long ruined. Bring to me yourself, flaws and all. And I'll turn it into something beautiful. I'll turn it into my masterpiece. You have to accept him first. You have to have relationship with him first. To give those things over to him first before that's possible. Just out of respect for others, if everybody here would bow their head and close their eyes. I wonder how many here tonight would say that, Pastor Carl, there's things in my life that I know are broken. I feel that craving for acceptance. I feel the burn of rejection. I feel broken. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, I feel all this and I want the relationship with God restored. I want it fixed. I want to feel that genuine acceptance that only comes through knowing Jesus. I want that tonight. No more doing it on my own. Simply accepting Jesus as my Savior. Maybe you've done this before. Maybe this is something totally new to you. It doesn't matter. What matters is your heart. What matters is that no matter where you're at, tonight is a fresh start. Tonight is the night you can step into a relationship with Jesus where you can feel what it means to be fully known. That means garbage and all. The darkest things that you have in your life. Fully known by God, yet fully loved. Because in relationship with Jesus, those things are fully forgiven. If that's you tonight, for the first time, or maybe this is the 100th time you've raised your hand, I'm just going to ask you, if that's you, you want relationship with Jesus, just raise your hand. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? If you feel something stirring inside, you're like, I don't know if I should raise my hand or not. I feel funny. That's a good sign that God is pulling at your heart. He's saying, I want to know you. I want to know you. He loves you. He cares for you, your brokenness and all. He wants to accept you tonight. Is there anybody else? Just a few more seconds. For those of you, head still bowed, eyes still closed, if you were bold enough to say yes, I want to feel that tonight. If you raised your hand or if you should have raised your hand, I just want you to do one more bold thing. I want you to get up and I want you to head back to the game room. There's a few people that would love to pray with you. We've got a few things we'd like to get into your hands. If you're like, man, I don't want to go back there by myself, let your friend know. Let whoever's next to you say, hey, will you come with me? And just head on back there. You know, and for the rest of us here tonight, maybe you would say, man, I've given my life to Jesus. I'm saved. I know what it means to have a relationship with him, but I don't feel like I have acceptance. I don't feel like this grand masterpiece. You guys can look up here. You don't feel like God has handcrafted you, like he's chosen you, like he's handpicked you for greatness. I want you to know he has. I want you to know that in his eyes, he has accepted you. He has accepted you. He looks down, he says, that's my son. That's my daughter. You ever see that really excited dad at a sports game? That's my kid! It's like sitting on the bench. That's God. It doesn't matter your performance. It just matters that you belong to him. That one's mine. That's God. That's Jesus. That's why he did what he did on the cross for us. In those feelings of just being alone, how many here would say, yeah, I am saved, but I just don't feel accepted. I don't feel like a masterpiece at times. If that's you, you've got that brokenness, that feeling alone, that rejected inside. You continue to do things seeking for acceptance, but yet you're fully accepted by God. In that, I would just ask you, if you just stand up and come in the front, I would just love to have the honor to pray over you. Myself and some of the cadre, we'd love to pray over you. There's no strings attached to this. We're not going to be like, hey, sign up for this or that or anything else. No judgment here. This is a completely safe place. I know for me, there's times in my life I still seek acceptance. I still do things for approval of others because sometimes I forget how much God does care for me. So if that's you, it's going to come up here. Cadre, if you wouldn't mind praying over these amazing people.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast today. If you'd like more info on us, you can find us on the web at www.ragestudentmin.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ragestudentministries.